It's time for your weekly financial workout with your elite personal trainers, Ryan and Bob Payne, guiding you on how to build a stronger and more robust financial plan. So get ready. We're about to pump you up. Live from the greatest city in the world, this is No Pain, No Gain.
Good morning. This is No Pain, No Gain Financial Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Payne, president of Payne Capital Management, along with chief investment officer, the man with the plan, and my father, Big Bob Payne. Good morning, Dad. What's shaking on this first December weekend as we wrap up the year, man? We're coming down the home stretch.
I know. It just blows my mind, buddy. Here we are into the last month of 2018. I mean, I just saw the ball drop in Times Square the other day, and now we're looking forward to it another month.
I tell you what, Bob, you know, time flies whether you're having fun or not, as you like to say. So let's have some fun.
No truer words ever spoken, Ryan.
Well, we have a great show for you this morning to help you on your path to financial freedom. We're going to talk about making and keeping your retirement goal posts. Bob and I are going to break down different goals you need to have for retirement and how you need to stick to them. We're going to talk about retirement expenses. There's a lot of them, but Bob and I are going to give you a checklist so you can account for all the major expenses when you finally stop working, along with this week's financial propaganda, where we call out the worst advice the financial media has recently been broadcasting. In our spotlight segment today, we have our colleague, Aaron Dessen, today, where we're going to actually review and break down someone's real retirement plan for you. So let's hop to it. So Bob, as you know, it can be very easy for us to just move our goalposts for retirement as opposed to sticking to our initial game plan, especially as market conditions change. So I thought it would be a good idea to talk about some of these more critical retirement objectives we need to have and why we really need to stick to them. And I think a big one right now is, you know, we always say the rule of thumb is to have like 6 months worth of cash available, but it becomes a problem when we start having excess cash just lying around, not earning very much.
No, Ryan, that's very easy for that to occur because most of you have more than one account. You have a joint account, you have a single account, you have a SEP, 401k, IRA. When you add up all the cash balances, suddenly you got more money in cash than necessary. That's yielding less than inflation.
It's one of the reasons why it's a really good idea to just take inventory of everything you have, because what I find is, like with our 360 portal, where we just load all your assets in and we look at everything on one page per se, is you end up not realizing you have hundreds of thousands of dollars sitting in cash, and then you start looking at the rate of return on that cash, and it's abysmal.
Yeah, that's where the banks are taking advantage of you, because you know they look at cash as a money center, as a profit center for them. So instead of paying you the current yield that's available on a typical money market fund, anywhere from 1.5% to 2.5%, they're giving people 0.1% or 0.2%, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's worth checking on that, because it's hard to believe the bank isn't always acting in your best interest, Bob. I know that's shocking.
Yeah, you actually have to call the bank and tell them, give me a decent return.
Yes, because a lot of times they'll just stick you in the money market fund that pays less. Now, I think it's worse than this, Bob, because the other thing you have to start thinking about when you leave excess cash in your portfolio is you're losing money against purchasing power, right? Even if you're getting a high yield of 2% on your money, you've got to pay taxes on that 2%. So now maybe it's only 1.5% after you paid Uncle Sam. And even worse, you're losing against what we call purchasing power or inflation.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of shopping for the holidays, Ryan. I'm finding out that inflation is real. It's insidious. It's not so hidden when you start making purchases because everything costs more than it did last year.
Yeah, exactly right. So when you figure you're paying taxes on that 2%, if you're getting 2%, and then the cost of living is going up, you're losing money. It's in a safe investment against
what
things are
going
to cost.
All right, so I get it, right? Cash is trash, but you know, how do I determine how much risk to take in my portfolio?
Right, so the important thing is, I think you got to go back. We always say reverse engineer. You got to figure out what your goals are. You got to figure out what you're going to need to live on, and then you have to figure out what growth do you actually need on your money. And I'm going to be pretty confident, Bob, when you run those numbers, having 30% of your portfolio in cash earning 2% isn't going to get you to your goals. And that's why you got to make sure that you're getting your cash to work above and beyond what you need for your immediate expenses.
Well, if you have the right asset allocation, that's really what diversification is, right? Putting all your eggs in different baskets. You shouldn't be motivated by greed or fear. And if the recent market volatility, which of course, no one minds volatility when it goes up, right? What volatility bothers us?
First off, Bob, it's only called volatility when the market's going down.
I noticed.
The market goes up 10%, the market's calm. But if it goes down 10%, it's volatile. I don't get that.
Well, I do. And I'll tell you what, the fear kicks in. If that fear kicked in over the last 2 months, it's really time to reassess. Do I have the proper balance in my portfolio, right? I'd love to have an asset allocation, a diversified strategy that reduces the risk to the sleeping point. If you were up in the middle of the night, you better get a review.
Yeah, I think the dangerous thing here is you start dictating how much money you have in the market based on what the market's doing. And that's a very dangerous game to play. Like, for example, Bob, like you said, market came down a lot in the last 2 months. You know, did you reduce the amount of money you have in the market? That's not a really good strategy. And vice versa, if the market's going straight up and you're thinking, I want to put more money in the market, it's the wrong thing to do because you're always selling when things are lower, buying when things are higher. You need to really attach what you're doing to your goals, not to market volatility per se.
Especially if you're a do-it-yourself investor. Give me a guess, Ry. What do you think are the two most over-owned stocks by people who invest on their own?
I'm going to guess Amazon and Apple or Facebook or the whole FANG trade. I don't know which two, but it's some of those stocks.
Well, you nailed it. Amazon and Apple, both of which were down huge in the last 2 months. And you know, of course, when the market drops like that, and you have an over-concentration, an over-leveraged segment, you find out you're taking too much risk in hindsight. That's why it's always good to review your asset allocation to make sure you're not taking any unnecessary risks.
Yeah, it's like you have to go under the hood, right? Because that's the one thing I love about our 360 portal is when you tally up your assets, you put them in one place, we can do an x-ray and you can look to see within those funds and you can find out, do I have too much Apple? Do I have too much Amazon? Do I have too much Facebook? Because a lot of times you don't really know that you're concentrating in those areas, but then you have a big market correction like we just had, Bob, and you find out the hard way that you had way too much money in a concentrated amount of stocks, and that's a bad place to be.
You know, Ry, what I hear from you is that you have to invest with the end in mind, and I think one of the things that's so important is to have a specific date for retirement.
Yes, you can't just say, well, I'm going to keep saving money, I'm going to sock it away, and then just hope for the best in the future, and then maybe work a little longer, a little shorter. You got to have a finite date that says, this is what I know I'm going to be financially independent.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to retire at 65, you have to retire at 62. What it means is that you can, and it's so much more empowering to have that big pile of go-to-hell money build up in your portfolio, knowing that you can do whatever you want. If you want to keep working and you enjoy it, keep doing it. But if you don't like what the boss has to say tomorrow, then retire.
Yeah, and I think that's why I like that euphemism better, right? Let's not call it retirement. Think about it for yourself as financial independence. Maybe you want to keep working. Maybe you want to go to 70. You want to go to 75. That's fine. But knowing that you have that date of financial independence where you're working because you want to, not because you have to me, that's the sweet spot, Bob, in terms of where you want to be when it comes to, you know, your long-term goals.
Well, that's a great about having a financial plan, but you know, it can be a negative when you have a partner who tells you that, hey, you've achieved all your goals, Bob, but you got to keep working. How's that work for me, Ry?
Bob, I think our focus should be on cushioning my retirement. So that's why we want to keep you working for a long time. I think that's fair, right?
Man, I get a call and email every day from our listeners saying, hey, Bob, Ry's working you like a dog and paying you like a puppy. You know, why are you letting them get away with this?
Let's talk about this off air.
All right. But it's so important. It's to know exactly what you own, know why you own it with the end in mind. I mean, let's have a portfolio where you invest on purpose. Don't you agree, Ry?
Yeah, exactly right. If you're sitting there thinking to yourself, yes, I was very emotional in the last couple of weeks. I don't really know what my target allocation is for my goals. I just know the markets are volatile or I have too much cash and I'm not doing the right thing. Here's your shot to get a full review to make sure you're on track. If you're one of the next 10 callers and you have over $200,000 saved for retirement, Bob and I will run for your famous Total Financial Master Plan, and we'll do that with no obligation or cost. It's a full holistic review where we're going to take a bird's eye view and we're going to address everything. Simply bring in those statements, print them off the computer, put them in your folder, bring them in the office, and we're going to load everything in and create your own personalized financial portal where we're going to get a full review of everything and we're going to determine all the critical components to your portfolio. We're going to look at diversification. Do you have way too much money in Apple and Amazon? Do you have your money properly diversified? We're going to show you where all the pitfalls are in your portfolio, show you how to protect yourself against the downside like these last couple weeks. We're going to look at fees. Yes, there's a lot of hidden costs in portfolios. We're going to show you where all the high costs are. We're going to show you all the hidden costs on those annuities, mutual funds, brokerage products. We're going to show you how to reduce costs on your portfolio. and we're going to look at income. Income is so much more reliable than the market going up when it comes to retirement. We're going to show you how to increase or optimize the income on your portfolio to fill in your income gap for retirement. Then we're going to tie it all together into one total financial master plan and determine that age-old question. Are you going to outlive your money? Or more importantly, is your money going to outlive you? Utilizing strategies now we have worked on for over 40 years to take your family from point A to point B with the least amount of risk and the highest odds of success.
Simply call or text 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692. If you're one of our next 10 callers, you've saved over $200,000 for your retirement. Our team at Payne Capital Management will run for you your own personal total financial master plan. Now, there's no obligation and there's no cost. But of course, there's no plan unless you call or text 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692. This is Bob Payne. I'm with my son, Rye. We're the Paynes of No Pain, No Gain Financial Radio.
It's time for the weekly No Pain, No Gain Market Update with a team at Payne Capital Management here in New York City.
Good morning. This is Bob Payne, Chief Investment Strategist here at Payne Capital Management. Stock market moved back into the green for the year with a Dow Wow move of over 600 points this past Wednesday. That came on the back of comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell. Now, the market focused on two words, just below. The chairman hinted that the Fed was just below what he thinks is a neutral interest rate for the economy, implying fewer interest rate hikes to come in 2019. Now, fear of rising interest rates was the major headwind facing the market and was blamed for the recent correction. Now, this was clearly a surprise, and as I've noted many times in the past, in a bull market, surprises tend to come on the upside. The other major concern is trade with China, which may come to a head this weekend in Argentina at the Group of 20 meeting, where discussions about trade are expected to dominate. The escalation in tension between the world's two largest economies is a threat to the global economy, and the meeting this weekend will either add fuel to the current rally or cause additional market volatility. But whatever happens with talks this weekend, I think it's pretty clear that China needs this deal more than we do. You see, 80% of the products China sells ultimately comes to us, the U.S. If they lose us as their customer, there's no other country or customer to fill that void. There's a worldwide premise to success. Find a need and fill it. Any successful country, any company, any business owner lives by this premise. So if China loses us as a client, every country in the world will be more than happy to fill our needs and more especially fill our orders. See, the basic fact is we can shop anywhere. And as a result, we'll be able to weather the trade storm. On the other hand, China has no option but to ultimately deal with the biggest customer on the planet, the good old US of A. Now, any hint of news of a resolution will power the market higher. And if we have five more days like we did this past Wednesday, the Dow will close over 28,000 for another record all-time high. In my humble opinion, it's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. Now, if you're sitting there wondering, do I have a portfolio that's built and is appropriate to the current volatility of the market? Am I in a position to continue to benefit from this big booming bull market? Why sit there and wonder when you could know? Give us a call or simply text 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692.
This is No Pain, No Gain. Now, back to the show.
It's Ryan Payne, Bob Payne, No Pain, No Gain Financial Radio. And Bob and I want to make sure that we're giving you the most common sense advice that you can use, practical, that you can use with your own planning and investing. And that's why we put together our latest guide, Highlights from the New Tax Law, just to make sure you're up to date with the new tax reform. You can download it for free. Simply text the word bullish to 555-888. That's the word bullish, B-U-L-L-I-S-H, to 555-888. You can get our newest guide, Highlights from the New Tax Law. It's a free guide that gives you the highlights of the new tax law and how it affects individuals and businesses. You can download it for free. Simply text the word bullish to 555-888. 888, that's the word, bullish, to 555-888. So, Bob, it's virtually impossible to anticipate every single expense you're going to face in retirement. But it seems that most of us seem to forget at least one of the more critical things that we have to have as retirement expense. So I thought we'd go over some of the major ones to make sure that you have all your expenses in line for retirement. And one of the biggest ones is going to be medical expenses, especially as we're living longer.
Hey, Rod, I don't know if you remember this, but I used to serve you Rice Krispies for breakfast when you were young. And they were known for snap, crackle, and pop. Do you remember that?
I remember putting sugar on my Rice Krispies. And yes, I do remember. That was like a health cereal back in the day, and we ruined it with sugar. But that's another story altogether.
Snap, crackle, and pop is what I sound like when I get out of bed in the morning. So, you know, what happens as you get older, things start to break down. And it's one of the things I can guarantee you never think about is what your medical expenses are going to be in retirement. And we know it's going to be close to $250,000 for each and every one of you.
Yeah, and that's a huge number. What I find is when you're running your projections for retirement and you're trying to factor in all the expenses you have, a lot of times that gets forgotten. And you need to ask yourself, if your portfolio took a $250,000 hit because of medical expenses, is that going to affect your lifestyle? So it's really important that you add that in as a what-if scenario, like we like to do, Bob, when we model out retirement. It's nice to add those what-if scenarios in there.
Now, Ryan, I just finished reading a book about John Adams, and the one thing that impressed me back in the 1700s is about how everybody lost their teeth.
Yeah, the dental hygiene and was not, I think, paramount back in 1780.
But a big surprise for all of us is that, you know, dental expenses are huge in retirement because they're not covered by your Medicare.
Yeah, and as you know, if you've been to the dentist anytime lately, the dentist is not cheap. You know, it's always shocking when you get a bill for any sort of dental work that happens to come up.
Yeah, and it's usually you don't have insurance to cover it, and it comes right out of your portfolio. So, you know, these are things that have to be anticipated. What are some of the other retirement expenses, Ryan, you got to think about?
I think a big one is travel. A lot of times when you're not working anymore, you tend to travel more because that's been one of your retirement goals. And travel in retirement a lot of times, Bob, can be a lot more expensive than when you were working. You know, you might start taking some of those bigger trips. I mean, heck, some of these cruises can cost $20,000 when it's all said and done if you're going to Europe and places like that. So I think, you know, really starting to model out what those vacations can look like in retirement because they can be a lot more exciting but a lot more expensive than when you're working.
Yeah, there are different levels of classes on these boats and planes, Ryan, and you'll never guess which class your mother likes to sit in.
I can take a wild guess, Bob. I know those trips aren't cheap, man. She's first class all the way.
Yeah, and it's worth it. And that's the thing is, you can do it that way if you plan properly.
Yeah, again, you got to have those what-if scenarios in your retirement projections. You know, another big one is you may be, you know, we call this the sandwich generation, where you might be caring for your elderly parents or maybe have kids that haven't quite got out of the house yet, and those expenses can add up.
Yeah, guess what? The medical expenses for your parents go up just as much as they do for you. And if you have to care for your parents and then you, and then you're also helping out your millennial children, boy, I'll tell you what, those numbers can really add up.
Yeah, I had a client the other day is literally they had to buy a house for my client's mother-in-law, which he obviously wasn't happy about because it was his mother-in-law. And right. The same thing, we had to sit down and we had to start looking at, okay, what's that mortgage payment look like monthly? And that's money that they're not saving for their retirement now. But these are real issues. And a lot of times that budgeting has to be factored in for loved ones that they can't care for themselves, which can have a huge drain on your own retirement.
And it's not just, you know, the cost. It's either your time is costly, you know, running over, you know, to help your mom and dad out takes your time. And eventually you want to hire someone, you know, a full-time nurse or someone, a handyman or somebody just to help out. It's not going to come out of your parents' pocket. It's going to come out of your pocket.
Yeah, we see that all the time, and that can have a huge strain. The other thing, Bob, is we talked about last segment is that insidious hidden tax, which you like to call, or which we all call inflation in the financial world. And, you know, I always call this the biggest buzzkill because it's like you have $1 million today. Guess what? In 20 years, it's only worth $500,000. That's a bummer, Bob.
Oh, it is a bummer, right? Because you know what? Your house expenses go up, right? You have repairs. You have a house or a boat or a car, right? Things break down. You know, your air conditioners go, heaters go, roofs. You know, we're planning a trip to Sicily with your uncle, and there's houses over there that have been built and lasted for 700-800 years. Doesn't work that way in our country, I just discovered.
Yeah, exactly right. Those housing expenses come up. They come up a lot. So when you couple all those things in, you know, they all have to be factored in. You know, retirement is a lot more expensive today than it was for your parents. So you have to have a much more sophisticated plan that adds in a lot more in terms of variables, Bob.
Yeah, and you know what, Ryan? It's not that complex. It's just a matter of recognizing it, running an analysis where you can project what your portfolio strategy is going to return, what your passive income streams are, and then putting together a budget. And that's what I love about our 360 financial portal. It tells you exactly what your expenses are. And with a simple calculator, you can guess what they're going to be over the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah, a lot of this stuff is a conversation because, again, it can be a little overwhelming, like, oh my God, you know, there's so many things I have to think about. But this is where sitting down and modeling these things out in more of a conversational setting, it's just a great therapeutic way to think about all the pros and cons of being retired and all the things you need to account for.
You know, Ryan, these are all great points. And if you're thinking right now, I wake up in the morning, my bones go snap, crackle, and pop, and I haven't provided for medical expenses or travel or increased cost based on inflation in my retirement plan, here's your chance to check it out. If you're one of our next few callers, you've saved at least $200,000 for your retirement. You know, Ryan and I will run for you a total financial master plan. Now, there's no obligation and there's no cost, and we're going to give you a full holistic review. It's the only financial review you'll ever need. We're going to sit down with you and your spouse, and we're going to go through all of your financial goals. We're going to create your own personal 360 financial portal, which will list your net worth and your investment strategy in real time for you to review when you have time, when you feel like looking at it. More importantly, we're going to list and track your goals and your progress towards those goals to help you to become financially independent. If you're one of our next 10 callers, here's exactly what we can do for you. First of all, take all your statements. You don't have to open them. Throw them in a shopping bag. Put them in a folder. Pick up the phone. Call or text us. We're going to take that portfolio and break it down into the three key elements of a successful strategy. We're going to look at diversification. Make sure that all your eggs aren't in one basket. We're going to cost. I don't know about you, but I dislike being overcharged, and I certainly would not like to be overcharged by my own portfolio. And lastly, we're going to look at income. We can increase the amount of cash flow your portfolio produces on an annual basis, which also reduces your overall risk. And lastly, we're going to tie it all together into one customized total financial master plan, which will answer that age-old question. Are you going to outlive your money, or is your money going to outlive you, utilizing strategies that my family's been perfecting now for over 40 years. That's right, for four decades, we at Payne Capital Management and helping families like yours get from your point A to your point B with the least amount of risk and as much certainty as only a fiduciary like Payne Capital Management can provide.
So don't waste time. Call or text 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692. Here's your shot to make sure you're doing everything correctly, a second opinion. Call or text 844-752-6692. If you have over $200,000 saved for retirement and you're one of the next 10 callers, give us a call or text at 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692. This is No Pain, No Gain Financial Radio. It's time for Financial Propaganda of the Week. This is where we scour the daily financial news and call out the biggest offenders of offering obscene and profane financial guidance to help you protect yourself from making any ill-advised financial decisions. So, Bob, what did you find out there this week in the horrid world of financial propaganda?
Right, I'm going to sum it all up for you in one question. If you were able to pinpoint every correction in the last 50 years, every bear market in the last 100 years, every bull market over the same time frame, would you be wealthier than Warren Buffett, or would Warren Buffett be wealthier than you?
I mean, I would take full advantage if I knew when the market was going to go up and knew the market's going to go down. I'd say I'd be wealthier than Warren Buffett.
Of course you would. Then how come all these prognosticators that we're hearing about week in, week out, that are predicting a tremendous crash because they were able to predict it in the past, aren't super wealthy?
That is a really good question, right? It's like, okay, you have all these great insights to what the market's going to do. And you're telling everybody, by the way, because Bob, I feel like if I knew the market was really going to go down or really go up, would I really tell everybody else?
Exactly. Yeah, if I knew, why would I tell you? And here's the thing. last week we had a headline, 70% stock market crash, the strike. Get this, it was supposed to happen Friday, December 1st.
Well, did it happen? No.
Yeah, the Economist warns. Now, here's what I'll say next week. I said December 1st. I didn't say which year.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, well, that could be... Now, there's a great way to cover your, you know what.
Well, it's just like these people that call for the end of the world, right? They always predict a date, but they never give you a year. Same thing happens with these high-sounding economists and distinguished investors. And to me, the bottom line is, if you have a crystal ball, you can predict the unpredictable movements of the stock market. You should be the wealthiest person on the planet. So as you watch these financial propaganda channels, every time there's an expert on, just ask a question. Are they wealthier than Warren Buffett? If not, maybe I should follow Warren Buffett's strategies, not this charlatan.
Yeah, and I think this is the thing we have to remember, Bob. I mean, if you look at it statistically, as an investor, we've only earned about a 2% average return over the last 20 years versus the market's done 9%. You know, so why is it that individual investors do so much worse than the market does over time? And I think it's because you have moments like this where it's very volatile, like the market's been, and all these prognosticators come out and they tell you it's the end of the world. And then all of a sudden, markets lift and go higher, and it's like it's forgotten. But in the meantime, you're left holding the bag because you probably sold, went to cash and panicked along with the media.
Right, because you can't predict these things, Ryan. And media sells this because they want to sell advertising. Let's face it, market generally is very calm. It's kind of boring. Whether it's the stock market or the bond market or the commodity market, every once in a while, you know, it's almost like it has a heart attack. You know, if it looks like an EKG that's flatlined and then all of a sudden has a heart attack and then, you know, vibrates all over the place. Activity doesn't necessarily mean you're a better investor. Sometimes it's better to sit and do nothing, to stay invested. Really, it's compounding. It's total return on your portfolio. That's really what matters. And that's what I dislike so much about financial propaganda. It's about anti-investing. Turn it off. Ignore the noise. Follow a strategy based on your goals.
Well, talking about ignoring the noise, I'm going to pick on Jim Cramer again for the third week in a row. You know, the market had a terrible week over Thanksgiving. That's pretty much been the low point of this whole cycle, was Thanksgiving week. It was a terrible week for the market. So the Monday following that terrible week in the market, Jim Cramer comes out and says, I have tremendous contempt for this market. It's a bear market, not a correction. What that means in English is we're going to see a steep decline here, Bob. Like, this is all over. It's a very dangerous time to be invested.
Wait a minute. This is the guru on national TV who's an investment guru who's telling you to be out of the market because it went down?
The hard part about this is that was on Monday, and then the market proceeded to go higher this week. So he basically called the bottom of the market when he was telling everyone to sell, which to me sums up financial propaganda. They're always telling you to sell right at the bottom, and they're always telling you to buy right at the top.
So you're invested for a 20, 30-year time horizon. And if you factor in the money that you can leave as a legacy to your children or cherished institutions, you maybe you're invested for 50, 60 years. And this guy's telling you to time the market based on a 30-day time horizon?
Right, and was dead wrong about it, for the record. So,
well, I have one question for you, Rye.
What's that?
Is he wealthier than Warren Buffett?
I think he makes a very healthy living as an entertainer on CNBC, but Bob, I don't think he has Warren Buffett money, in all due respect to Jim Cramer. But in terms of picking the right times to be invested, his track record's spotty at best.
Well, all this propaganda is so dangerous, and it really is only noise. Markets are so complex, it's really hard. And the fact of the matter is, you've only made 2% return over the last 20 years if you've invested on your own. If you had a balanced strategy with an advisor to keep you invested over that time frame, you made anywhere between 6 and 7% a year. That means you doubled your money every 11 to 12 years, right?
Yeah, it's significant, Bob. And I think that's one of the things we don't realize, is one of the hardest parts of being an investor is just staying invested. It's like the world is set up to make sure that you don't succeed. You know, it's like these media channels are set up to make sure that you just don't keep your money invested for the long term. And that's why, you know, we're such big believers in you have to have a goal-based investment strategy that's based on what your long-term plans are. Because if you don't, it's very hard to stay in the market short-term, like we're seeing over these last couple weeks. And if you failed at these last couple weeks, you probably don't have the right plan in place.
What you're telling me then is to being an investor is not speculation. A speculator is someone who's making big bets on individual stocks, hoping and praying that the market goes up. So hope and prayer is not a strategy. Investing is not speculation. Having a portfolio diversified across asset classes within asset classes. In other words, not having all your eggs in one basket and not having to be right every day and not looking at your portfolio every day is the key to success.
Yeah, and if you're thinking to yourself, that's the kind of strategy I need. I need that kind of investment discipline, or I need someone who's watching out to make sure things are right. Here's your shot to do it. If you're one of the next 10 callers, you have over $200,000 saved for retirement. Bob and I will run for you our total financial master plan, and we'll do that with no obligation or cost. It's a full holistic review where we look at the big picture. Just bring in those statements. It's the end of the month. Or just print them off the computer, put them in a folder, bring them in the office. We're going to build you your own personalized financial portal so you can get a bird's eye view of everything. And we're going to do a full assessment. We're going to look at all the critical components to your portfolio. We're going to look at diversification. Is your portfolio properly diversified? Did you get hit very hard in the last couple of weeks? How do you protect yourself against the next market decline? Bob and I are going to show you how to bulletproof your portfolio and make it retirement ready. We're going to look at fees. Yes, there's a lot of hidden fees in your portfolio you don't know you're paying. Those annuities, mutual funds, brokerage products, they are expensive. We're going to show you how to reduce costs on your portfolio so it's more money in your pocket for retirement. And we're going to look at cash flow. Income is so critical for retirement. It's so much more reliable than the ups and downs of the market. We're going to show you exactly how to optimize or increase the income on your portfolio to fill in your income gap. And then we're going to tie it all together into one total financial master plan and determine that very critical question. Are you going to outlive your money? Or more importantly, is your money going to outlive you? Utilizing strategies now our family has been perfecting for over 40 years to take your family from point A to point B with the least amount of risk and the highest odds of success.
Here's your chance. Don't miss out. Give us a call or text 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692. If you're one of the next few callers and you've saved over $200,000 for your retirement, our team will create for you your own total financial master plan. No obligation and no cost. No strings attached, but no plan unless you call or text 844-752-6692. This is 844-752-6692. This is Bob. I'm with my son, Rye, and we're the Pains. No pain, no gain. Financial Radio.
Ready for what Bob and Ryan have to say next?
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
Let's find out.
It's No Pain, No Gain Financial Radio. And Bob and I want to make sure that you get the most practical, common sense advice that you can apply to your portfolio. That's why we put together our latest guide, Highlights from the New Tax Law, so you can get all the updates on the new tax reform. You can download it for free. Simply text the word bullish. That's bullish, B-U-L-L-I-S-H, to 555-888. That's the word bullish to 555-888. The highlights from the new tax law. You can download the guide for free. It just gives you all the highlights of the new tax law and how it affects individuals and businesses. Keep you up to date. Make sure you're doing everything you can to optimize taxes. You can download it for free. Simply text the word bullish to 555-888. That's the word bullish. 555-888. And if you want to learn more about myself and Bob, subscribe to the show. Simply go to bebullish.com. That's bebullish.com. And more importantly, you can see Bob's hair for real. It's amazing. It's not fake. It's real. But check it out for yourself. Go to bebullish.com. And you can catch most of our advisors, including myself, on all the major networks every week talking about the economy, the markets, our outlook, what we see in the future. And if you ever have a question you want to ask myself or Bob, you can always email us, questions@bebullish.com. That's questions@bebullish.com. Bob and I answer all your questions directly. And if it's a really good question, we answer it right here on the show. And like every week, we had some pretty good questions. And we have our producer, Mark Haywood, here to help us answer those questions. Good morning, Mark. What's shaking? What's going on down there in North Carolina?
Well, I was telling you guys before the show, my wife is out of town, and she left me with a list, you know, as tends to happen in those scenarios. And so I've been put in charge of decorating for Christmas, which I thought would be really exciting. It's our first Christmas together. It's our first home together. But I'll tell you, Christmas lights just knock the Christmas spirit right out of you.
I'm not even a lot of work, man.
I'm not even sure why I'm here right now. I should be back at home untangling those lights. It's the worst.
I remember 1 year, Mark, I put up lights on my tree and never got around to taking them down. And then Christmas came around the following year, and the tree had grown into the wires on the light. The tree at our old house, Rye, still has wires embedded in its trunk.
Maybe that's why Ebenezer Scrooge was such a Scrooge. You know, maybe he put all his money on Christmas lights and said, "You know what? I want to hang on to this next year." Oh man, I digress. But it's a frustrating thing. I do love Christmas. I should clarify. I'm a big fan. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. Well, we've got a question that's come to us from Tim in Westport, Connecticut. Tim says, "Bob, I'm a dentist and thinking about retiring in the next 5 years. Oh, don't do it, Bob. Then you'll be working with Christmas lights all the time and things like that around the house. But he's thinking about retiring next 5 years, maybe less. He owns his own building. He owns the building his practice is in. And he says, would I be better off to sell the building and invest that cash, or try to actually sell my practice to someone else and then rent the building to them?"
Well, Tim, that's great that you're asking this question while you're in what we call the financial red zone, 5 years prior to retirement. So it's a lot of time to consider, what are your best options? But I think the bottom line is this: are you going to be retired, or are you going to still be working? And when you own real estate, you're still working. Because just like we spoke about earlier in the call, Rye, what are some of the problems you have when you own a building?
Yeah, first off, we call it sweat equity for a reason. Because there's definitely sweat on your brow, and that's because, you've got tenant issues. You got to make sure the place is always rented. On top of that, let's face it, buildings need upgrades along the way, right? Sometimes things have to be replaced. It's capital intensive. So I think, we always look at that cap rate of, this is the income we're going to bring in, this is my overhead, but we forget about all the things that go wrong with real estate over time and all the headaches that, come with having tenants.
Yeah, when you go to sell real estate, it's an illiquid investment when you think about it. There may be, real estate may be popular at the time, but, just this week, General Motors is laying off a ton of people. Now, in those towns where those people are being laid off, I guarantee you the real estate rates are going to start to drop. And all of a sudden, you're going to have people who can't pay for a dentist. So there's lots of risk to have all your capital concentrated in one asset because it's illiquid. So when you're retired, you want to have a fixed income portfolio, a dependable income stream, and also a portfolio, Rye, where you have what we call liquidity. In other words, you're able to sell part of it on demand. When you sell something in a portfolio today, you can have that money same day wired to your bank account.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing to remember. Liquidity is a key thing, meaning can I access my cash quick? With real estate, obviously you can't because it takes a long time to sell a building. But I think we always forget, Bob, if you have a portfolio, just like a building, it generates income, right? And that's the analysis you want to run is, if I sold the building, paid the taxes on it, how much income could I generate on my money in an investment portfolio? And sometimes it's actually higher than what you're actually generating on the building, especially given where real estate prices are today.
It's not just that it could be higher, Rye. It's also, it's more dependable. When I project a cap rate, which is the term they use for the return you get on a piece of real estate, I can't be real certain that that's going to occur because I don't know what the expenses are going to be going forward. I don't know that you'll be able to collect your rent systematically and on time, because we have a lot of clients and the biggest complaint they've had about owning real estate is trying to collect rent. It's the number one reason why people stop owning rental real estate.
Well, thank you for writing in, Tim. Let's move over now and take a question from Harvey in Summit, New Jersey. Harvey says, "Ryan, the airline that I fly for is eliminating some of our pensions and giving us a buyout instead. I'm not being forced to retire, but now I won't be increasing my pension by working more years. Do you think I should just go ahead and retire? And what should I do with the pension buyout?"
Yeah, this is the time, Harvey, to run the numbers. Let's look and see what that pension buyout's going to be. Let's look at what your expenses are going to be. Look at when you can collect Social Security. And a lot of times, we run this all the time, you're better off stop working and taking that buyout if the numbers are good enough. So I think that package could be very, very attractive. But Bob, like always, you have to sit down and you have to run the numbers and play the what-if scenarios.
Yeah, and first of all, Rye, when you take a payout, the money's then in your name. You don't have to be dependent on what happens to an airline. Last I checked, airlines are pretty risky endeavors. But you can also, since you have control over it, you also can control, you know, on how it's distributed, you know, going forward. So I find that you have to run the numbers, but just remember, when a pension's invested, it's invested in a diversified, you know, portfolio by the airline. So cut out the middleman, do it yourself. And usually when you do that, you're eliminating expense and then you're increasing the overall rate of return.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's also something to think about with your own planning and investing, Bob, is what you want to do with your own portfolio, whether it's a pension buyout or it's a retirement account you have or your assets you have saved for retirement. The idea is you want to convert your portfolio to a pension-like portfolio when you get to retirement. So regardless of if you have savings in a 401k or it's a pension buyout, it's really about turning that into a pension-like income stream that you can collect throughout retirement, which we call the wealth distribution stage.
And one thing I always say, another Bobism, is time passes and markets operate. Over time, we get older and we become more dependent on our portfolio. We need more safety. We need, you know, more secured income. And markets operate. When, you know, in bull markets, assets become overvalued. So it's just not a one and done, you know, I can't think about it idea. You've got to manage that portfolio to your risk tolerance to as you get older to make certain that you're getting the income that you need. And remember, most of you are taking more risk in your portfolio right now than you need to. You know, you need to get an opinion, second opinion. So, Rye, let me ask you a question. Tim and Harvey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do they sound in terms of being financially organized?
Sounds like they definitely need to run some retirement projections, Bob. They need a financial portal, so I'm going to give them a hard 2.5. Not good.
2.5. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how financially organized are you right now? And if you'd like to be a 10, all you have to do is give us a call. Because if you're one of our next few callers, you've saved over $200,000 for retirement, Ryan and I will create for you your own 360 financial portal. It's a full holistic review. It's the only review you'll ever need. We're going to sit down with you and review all of your financial goals, create your portal so that you can see your current net worth and your portfolio net worth in real time whenever you feel like tuning in. We're also going to list all of your goals and track how you're progressing towards those goals on a daily basis so you can check in when you feel like it, when you have time. We want to help you to become financially independent, and keeping a scorecard is the best way to do it. In addition, we want you to take all of your statements. They just came in the mail. Stick them in an envelope. Stick them in a folder. Stick them in a shopping bag and pick up the phone and give us a call because we're going to break down that portfolio to the three key elements of a successful strategy: diversification, cost, and income. You know, you don't want all your eggs in one basket. Let's make sure you don't have any hidden risks in that portfolio. When it comes to cost, boy, I hate being overcharged, and I certainly don't want to be overcharged by my own portfolio. And lastly, we all need dependable income to fill that income gap while we're retired or while we're preparing for retirement. We want to be certain that that income is repeatable, dependable, and gives us an income that we can't outlive. And finally, we're going to tie it all together into one total financial master plan, utilizing strategies that my family's been perfecting now for over 40 years. That's right, for four decades, we've been helping families like yours get from your financial point A to your point B, to your goals, to your dreams, with the least amount of risk and as much certainty as only a fiduciary like Payne Capital Management can provide.
So don't waste time. Call or text 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692. Here's your shot to get that second opinion to make sure you're on track at 844-752-6692. That's call or text 844-752-6692. We have a couple slots left. If you have over $200,000 saved for retirement and you call or text now at 844-752-6692, that's 844-752-6692. This is No Pain, No Gain Financial Radio.
Here's this week's Spotlight, a No Pain, No Gain.
It's Ryan Payne, Bob Payne, No Pain, No Gain Financial Radio. And Bob and I like to make sure you have the most common sense advice that you can use with your own planning investing. And that's why we put together our latest guide that gives you the highlights of the new tax reform, just to make sure you're up to date with all the new tax laws. You can download it for free. Simply text the word bullish. That's bullish, B-U-L-L-I-S-H. To 555-888. That's the word bullish to 555-888. You can get the highlights of the new tax reform. Make sure you're tax ready this year. You can download it for free. Simply text the word bullish to 555-888. 888. That's the word bullish to 555-888. And now we have a very special guest with us this morning. My colleague, Bob's colleague, Aaron Dessen is here. He's one of our financial advisors here at Payne Capital Management. Good morning, Aaron. Thanks for being on the show, my man.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Bob.
So, actually, you and I worked on a case together. So we thought for our spotlight segment today, this is where we dissect a real financial plan. And we start to look at some of the flaws, some of the things that, you know, a couple or a person can do better. Why don't you tell us a little about the case that you worked on and some of the things you did to help this person get what we would call retirement ready?
Sure. So we were working with someone in the early 60s, you know, starting to think about retirement. Up to this point, they'd done all the investing on their own. And, you know, with this big booming bull market that we've had, they've done a great job. But doing a little closer analysis, one of the things that we noticed was that this person was almost 60% completely in the S&P, so all in your large cap stocks. So he was taking, you know, an unnecessary amount of risk. The portion that he did have in bonds was also in bond funds, which, as you know, is not Bob's favorite.
And then he had a high... Say the least.
Yeah, that's right. He did have a good portion in cash as well. So what we were able to do for him was reduce his risk substantially by diversifying his portfolio. We were able to get those bonds into owning bonds outright so he can have that secure cash flow and income provided by his portfolio. And actually, with everything we were able to do, we were able to increase just the cash flow from his investments over $35,000 a year. And with the yield, just the cash flow that we were getting from our investments minus our fee, that cash flow compounded every year for 20 years was over $1.1 million.
Wow. Yeah, and that's the thing. The two good points here, and I think this is really important. I give this guy a lot of credit because he knew he was taking too much risk. And it's hard because the market was going up and up and up. He had all his money in what we would call S&P stocks. That's like the FANG trade, a lot of your Facebook, Amazon. And he knew eventually this is not going to work. And he was smart enough to say, okay, I have to start thinking about retirement, which means I need to start reducing risk. And I need someone to help me do that.
Yeah, absolutely. He was very candid, you know, and I'm sure it's a hard thing to really transition from investing yourself for the, you know, the greater portion of your life to handing it over to someone else. But, you know, he realized that he really had to take emotion out of it and really, you know, get down to the fundamentals and make sure that he was taking the necessary steps to take some risk off the table and really preserve, you know, what he spent his life saving.
Well, with what happened over the last couple of weeks, Aaron, it looks like you saved their bacon.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Bob. I mean, we really, we just got him out in time. Unfortunately, he was still in October, but, you know, we dodged a little bit of a bullet this past month here.
And the other thing I like about this, too, again, we talk a lot about going from a wealth accumulation to a wealth distribution portfolio. It's like when you're working, you've got a long time horizon before you're going to retire. You can have an aggressive portfolio and you can kind of, you can deal with the ups and downs, but as you get close to retirement like this guy is, you know, you really have to start thinking about income. And that was a real critical point there, Aaron, is now you're creating all this current income. And we factored in by the time he retires, the income from his portfolio plus Social Security is going to be enough to keep his lifestyle intact, where the ups and downs of the market don't really matter, because no matter what the market's doing, he's got that income coming in consistently every single year, which is really the sweet spot where you want to be when it comes to retirement.
It also adds, I think, certainty into the retirement picture. You know, when you have 70, 80% of your money in the stock market, we're going to have a year, you know, like we've had in the past where markets decline 30 to 40%. And, you know, when you're your age, Aaron, you can afford that. But when you're my age, you don't have the time to recoup. And meanwhile, the bills come in. You know, Ryan and I spoke a lot about, you know, what happens in retirement, the expenses that come in that you don't have while you're working, medical expenses, dental expenses, and you need that cash flow. So, you know, it's a little point, but it's a huge point in that you put together a portfolio of bonds that have, you know, not to get too wonky, something called duration, you know, 5 years, which means this client will get all their money back on that bond portfolio with interest every 5 years. So that puts a lot of certainty into your planning, and it certainly helps people to sleep well at night when they're retired.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of the big reasons that he came to us, is because he really wanted that certainty and that stream of income, because he knew he was going to need that in retirement.
Yeah. The other thing I would add to that, too, just talking about, you know, what's not reliable, is he had all these different fund names, and he didn't really understand exactly what he owned in those funds. But when we did that X-ray on our portfolio X-ray spreadsheet, we were able to see that a lot of these funds with different names had a lot of the same stocks within. So to your point, Bob, and Aaron and I were very aware of this when we sat down with them, is by moving his portfolio in October, we were able to really sidestep a lot of that downturn because it was all in those big tech names that got hit the hardest.
Well, you know what happened over the last 10 years, especially for do-it-yourself investors, is they made a decision, you know, to stay invested through 2008, and they didn't make any changes. And, you know, with a big booming bull market, boy, that works out really well. When it doesn't work out well is when the music stops and you've got to find a chair and everybody's rushing for the same chair and everybody's exiting at the same time. You know, over the last 2 months, we saw this overloved, over-concentrated, over-invested segment of large company tech stocks, which is what these folks, unfortunately, were invested in. And, you know, all that return disappears in 1 month. And so that's the thing. Over the last 10 years, you know, you really didn't have to do much. It was a one decision market. But when you're planning, when you're investing for the rest of your life, you need an advisor. You need someone who will balance that portfolio. And that's the main reason why investors with an advisor have outperformed non-advised investors by almost 3 to 4% a year over the last 20 years.
Well, great job on this, Aaron. Another, what Bob would say, financial masterpiece. Nice to see reducing risk, creating that income stream that this couple can outlive. That's what good retirement planning is all about. Well done.
Thank you very much. Couldn't have done it without the Pain Boys' help.
I'll take that.
No pain, no gain, Aaron. That's why we call it no pain, no gain.
That's right.
And if you're thinking to yourself right now, I need a plan like this. I'm taking too much risk. I got hit very hard in the last couple weeks. I could use a reliable income stream to fill in my income gap in retirement. Here's your shot to do it. We still have a couple slots left. If you give us a call right now and you have over $200,000 saved for retirement, myself, Bob, and Aaron will run for you our total financial master plan, and we'll do that with no obligation or cost. It's a full holistic review where we analyze everything. Simply bring those statements in. It's the end of the month, or print them off the computer, however you want to do it. Bring them in the office. We're going to build you your own personalized financial portal so we can take a bird's eye view and take stock of everything you own. And we're going to look at all those critical elements to your portfolio. We're going to look at that diversification. Did you have way too much money concentrated in that FANG trade into growth stocks? Did you get hit hard the last couple weeks? We're going to show you how to be diversified and protect that money so you can mitigate the downside risk. We're going to show you where the fees are in your portfolio. Are you paying a lot of hidden fees? You might be. Those mutual funds, insurance products, annuities, brokerage products are high cost. We're going to show you how to reduce cost on your portfolio so there's more money for you in retirement. And we're going to look at income. Income is so much more reliable than the ups and downs of the market. What is your income gap going to be in retirement? We're going to show you how to optimize or increase the income on your portfolio. Then we're going to tie it all together into one total financial master plan and determine the most critical question. Are you going to outlive your money? Or more importantly, is your money going to outlive you? Utilizing strategies now, our family has worked on for 4 decades to take your family from point A to point B with the least amount of risk and the highest odds of success.
Here's your shot. Don't miss out. We have a few spots left. Give us a call or text, 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692. If you're one of our next few callers, you've saved over $200,000 for your retirement, our team will create for you your own total financial master plan. Now, there's no obligation and there's no cost. There's no strings attached. But of course, there's no plan unless you call or text right now, 844-752-6692. That's 844-752-6692.
Well, another great show, Aaron. It's always a pleasure to have you on here, man. So it's always good to hear that deep, booming voice. It's like a pain voice.
It's a pleasure being here. Thanks again, guys.
All right, great show. As always, be bullish.
Information provided on today's show is provided for information purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with an investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.